Education and Healthcare Reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. How does the future of the law school potentially change under new leadership? Neil Fulton is from Miller, South Dakota. He graduated first in his class from the University of Minnesota Law School and had his first jury trial in Fort Pierre. In 2007, he became Governor Rounds' chief of staff. A few years later, he was chosen by the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals as federal public defender for North and South Dakota. Fulton is now dean of the University of South Dakota School of Law, and he joins us from the STPB studios in Vermilion. Dean Fulton, welcome. Thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure to be here.
I want to take you back before we look forward and tell us a little bit by way of your background of why you wanted to get into this profession in the first place, because now you're in this position where you are often going to be talking with young people who are trying to make a decision about their future. What drew you into law as a young student?
You know, I was always interested in the ability of the law to solve problems for people and really gravitated in law school towards areas of public service where you could help people address problems. So, and I was always kind of a bookish kid, and my mom would tell you I liked to argue from the time I was a little boy. So, you know, it was the opportunity to use those skills of logical reasoning and argumentation to help people solve problems that really drew me towards the law.
And when you got into law school and further into your career, what were the unexpected things, the things that you thought, well, I hadn't planned for this, but here it is, and now I need to adjust?
You know, I think it's been everything since I started being a lawyer. I mean, being here is a surprise. I had told someone I've sort of bumbled into these different career opportunities because when I went back to Pierre, I sort of thought I'd be a private practitioner my entire career, focused on litigation, and I just have had these opportunities that have presented themselves to get into public service and contribute in ways that are really different than just being a practicing lawyer, which is what I thought I'd do with my life.
Tell us a little bit about who you are as a person. You're a father. You've got some kids running around. Tell us a little bit about your family life and what you like to do outside of work.
Yeah, my wife Molly is also a South Dakota native. She grew up in Custer State Park. Her father, Raleigh Noam, was the park director for years. So she had just the wonderful experience of growing up in Custer State Park.
Right.
That beats being a ranch kid by quite a few thousand acres. And then we've got three little boys. We've got a 12-year-old Cale, 10-year-old Padraig, and a 7-year-old Finian who go to school there in Pierre. And they love baseball and wrestling and playing with their dog and being outside. And, you know, we love to hike and be around South Dakota as native South Dakotans. Just exploring the outside in South Dakota from corner to corner is something we really love to do.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about some of those things that are facing the law school. The news in the past few years have been about potential relocation and trying to reach the right people and find those connections, not only to find students, to be part of the law school, but then to find careers for them, rural lawyers. There's all sorts of things happening. How do you see some of the biggest challenges facing the law school right now?
Well, I think you really hit on one of the biggest ones in your question, which is that USD Law School has to serve such a diverse constituency. You know, and law schools across the country are dealing with changing practice, but USD has to prepare the small town practitioner who's going to go back to Miller, my hometown, and other rural communities. But at the same time, it's preparing lawyers who are going into bigger firms in Sioux Falls that have national connections at this point, that are part of national firms. And it's also, frankly, preparing people to go into non-traditional practice settings like in-house counsel roles, entrepreneurial roles. So for a small law school, it's really asked to do a lot of different things. And to me, that is the biggest single challenge that the school faces is it's got to produce people for all those places. And that's just a really diverse set of skills you're preparing students with.
Are there similar challenges across the country? Are there other, I guess what I'm wondering is, are there other law schools we can look to say, you know, here is a model that was really effective in this other place that had a large rural population? Or is it the opposite, where this law school is really acting as a leader in that regard?
You know, I think more the latter, because legal education across the country is kind of modeled at some level on the big law schools, the Harvard, Columbia, Yales of the world, and accreditation is kind of modeled on that, and the way faculties are constructed and the curriculum is constructed is really oriented towards that. I think for us here at USD, there are real opportunities to be leaders and innovate on remote delivery and online delivery, finding partnerships with the business school and maybe working on some non-JD degree opportunities that'll serve rural communities, that'll serve business in a way that, since we're smaller and a little bit more nimble and a little more interconnected with our bench, bar, and business communities, that we can lead in some ways that a bigger school would struggle to.
What are some of those issues that attorneys are facing today once they get into the professional field? What are the challenges?
You know, I think just being prepared with doctrine, skills, and ethical preparation is a perennial challenge. The law is always evolving, and contracts, as I learned it in law school 20 years ago, is not contracts entirely as it is today for the students who are sitting down as first years to begin to learn that. So it's constantly staying fresh on your base curriculum. It's really teaching students to have 21st century skills. I mean, alternative dispute resolution was kind of novel when I was in law school. It's really central to litigation practice now. Including diversity and inclusion as a core professional competency was something that wasn't even a conversation when I was in law school, and it's just expected now for people going out into the world. And I think, you know, one other thing that's really important is preparing students to live as lawyers. You see significant levels of mental health issues, depression, and addiction in the legal profession, and I think it's important for us at the law school to start students with a good grounding just to live as human beings in a really stressful profession and have them go out in the world prepared to live in a healthy fashion.
Hmm. That seems like a challenge. And recently someone was on the show and said, you know, people don't want to go into law like they used to because they don't want to do the work. It's kind of a, you know, I want to say 24/7, but it takes a great measure of devotion to sort of be in this profession. There are a lot more options for people today than there were, you know, in the 1950s and 60s, let's say, for example. Do you see that, or is the answer to that really in what you mentioned about diversity and inclusion and really bringing more people into profession that was closed at one point, for example? What I'm asking is, where are the new lawyers coming from? Where are the new law students coming from?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of different places. I really do think that the focus from the Unified Judicial System on its Project Rural Practice initiative to get lawyers back into some smaller communities. My hometown of Miller has someone placed through that program, and he's got a diverse practice. He's got an actual law practice. He's also dealing some real estate. You're seeing that with some students who are coming and want to go back to their smaller communities and be kind of entrepreneurial. On the other end of that, you're seeing a lot of students who are going into traditional settings of being criminal prosecutors or public defenders. You're also seeing people going to some of the bigger firms focused on litigation or transactional type practice. But you're also continuing to see students who are coming with their own idea of what they want to do with their law degree, who are going into value-added ag, who are going into financial services and trust opportunities. And, you know, I think one of the initiatives that's in play in the law school right now is working with DSU on cybersecurity. That's frankly something that's far enough ahead that even I don't understand it at this point, but it's the next thing that's out there, and it's a real opportunity for USD to connect with DSU, who's a recognized national leader in this cutting-edge program. So I think hopefully what is really going on is there's some things out there that some law students want to do that even I don't know about yet.
So are you still looking for the bookish kid who likes to argue like you were as a kid? Is that still the kind of person that you see applying for the law school, or are you seeing a new skill set coming in that's exciting to you?
Yeah, I mean, I hope there's always a place for the bookish kid.
Me too.
But I think one of the things that's different right now is you see a lot more entrepreneurial spirit in law schools. I mean, the entire business model of private law practice is a lot different. And so I think the students who are coming now need to be more adaptable maybe than my generation, because the practice is changing faster around them. And rather than responding to that, we want to have students coming out who are driving that and really kind of driving our business community and the legal practice. So I think adaptability is just so much more necessary than it's ever been. And you're looking for that manifesting in a lot of personality ways, but I think that's a key competency going forward.
Neil Fulton is Dean of the University of South Dakota School of Law. He begins full-time this June, and he joins us in the SDPB Vermilion Studios. Dean Fulton, come back anytime with updates, and welcome and congratulations.
Thanks so much. Happy to be here, and I'll be glad to be back sometime.